Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Springtime is, I think for most of us, a special time of year when winter is over and we see spring and things blossoming. And it's also a very important time of year, especially for farmers. And as you drove here this morning, you probably couldn't help but observe that the farmers have been busy. If not already, they certainly will soon be busy planting their seeds. And they do that with an expectation that there will be a harvest to come. And naturally, they're looking to make a livelihood and benefit from that. And they understand the law of nature, that if they sow the seed and if they do it right, if they do it well and the weather cooperates, that there will be a harvest that will be able to be benefited from. There are a number of themes contained in the reading that we've had this morning, and certainly we don't have time to dwell on all of them, but I would like to dwell on the latter part of this reading, where we can clearly see from God's Word that there is a spiritual law contained in this passage regarding sowing and reaping. And spiritual laws, as we find them in Scripture, are very much like the laws of nature, in a sense irrefutable. We may choose not to believe certain things, but it doesn't change it. You may believe that gravity isn't real, but we know it's very real. There are other laws of nature. We know that a fire, a flame is hot, and if you put your hand in it, you will be burned. And we can't change that. And God's spiritual laws are many times like that as well, in the sense that we know we live in a society, in a world that does not believe in them, will not accept them, dismisses most of them or many of them. And yet what God has spoken is true. And the Bible makes it very clear. God has declared that His Word is truth, and what He has spoken will come to pass. And that's why it's so important that as we approach God's Word, and even as we have read here in verse 7, it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked." While men may choose to dismiss what God says and ignore it, that's a deception. And that is, in a sense, mocking God and making fun of Him and saying, "I don't believe you. I don't believe what you say is true." But the reality, the truth is that God does have the last word. And His Word will endure, and it is true. And just as one can, to their own demise and folly, dismiss the laws of nature to their own peril, we can also dismiss the laws, the spiritual laws that are given to us in God's Word, to our own peril, and experience the results of that in our lives. And this morning, as we look especially at these four verses here, verses 7 through 10, and look at the spiritual law of sowing and reaping, I'd like to cover five aspects. There may be more, but five aspects of this spiritual law that I hope we can all apply to our lives and consider as we consider this scripture here this morning. And they are these, that we reap what we sow. We also reap where we sow. We reap more than we sow. And we reap in a different season than that in which we have sown the seeds. And sometimes, not always, but often, others will also reap what we sow. And so let's cover these this morning as we would look into the Word of God together. We reap what we sow, and obviously in nature, that's obvious. It's true, the farmers are putting in the corn or the wheat or soybeans, whatever it is they plant, and that's exactly what they expect to reap as well. And the scripture here tells us very plainly in verse 7 that for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And this is so true in our lives that what we put in and what we reap or will be what we reap. And the reality is that as we go through life, all of us are sowing seeds in our lives on a daily basis, many times in our lives. We sow seeds in the decisions that we make, in the choices that we have, in how we spend our time, in even the work that we do, in our conversation and the words that we speak, where we put our energy, our effort, and all of these things, even how we look at and how we deal with the possessions that we have that are really lent and given to us as a gift to use. In all of these areas, we are actually sowing seeds. We are taking actions, we are doing things that ultimately will have a result. There will be a reaping, and that's why the scripture says here, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So let's consider this morning as we consider our lives and how we live them, where we are sowing these seeds and what the impact will be. We will reap what we sow. And this is very clear here in verse 8 where it says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And what a contrast we see in this verse here and in this whole principle, this spiritual principle of sowing and reaping. Tied within all of this are the spiritual laws and principles contained throughout Scripture, that of truth and what is a lie, of light and of darkness, of the temporal versus the eternal, what is good and what is evil, what is light and what is darkness. And all of these are contained in this verse here when it speaks about sowing to the flesh or sowing to the Spirit. In other words, sowing to cater not only to the flesh and our fleshly desires, and the context here would certainly be one of that which is sinful or displeasing to God. We know that not everything that appeals to the flesh or that is of this world is evil or bad. God has created all of this for, the Bible tells us that He has made all things beautiful in His time. He has given us all things richly to enjoy, and within the principles and the precepts of God's Word, there is much in the temporal that we can and are able to enjoy. But when we step out of God's will and we begin to serve the sinful desires and the sinful lusts, then the Bible tells us that we are going to reap corruption. And some of that will happen, obviously, in this life, but many times it will also happen in eternity. And there's many examples that we can give to that. And finances is an area that is an area that all of us deal with. And we know that, especially in our day and time, for many, they are reaping a lot of heartache and a lot of trouble because of not dealing with finances the way the Bible teaches us to, applying it. There's a saying that I've taught my children and I've used in counseling regarding that, and I think it illustrates very, very clearly this principle of sowing and reaping, especially in the carnal way. And it's simply this: if our outgo exceeds our income, our upkeep will be our downfall. And that's an obvious principle, but it seems that so many people ignore that in their lives and spend much more than they have or extend themselves, and ultimately they do that to their ruin. And while that may be true in a temporal sense and have long-lasting consequences, when we talk about spiritual things, it becomes so much more important. And those that will sow to the flesh are going to reap corruption, are going to reap many times heartache and difficulties in their very lives. And how sad that really is. But it's important that we understand the opposite of that as well, where it says here that, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And this is a promise that God has given to us, that if we are spiritually minded, Scripture even teaches that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And there we have that contrast once again. To be sowing to the Spirit and spiritual things will bring blessing into our lives. God will see to it that those that will follow His Word and live by His Word will reap the benefits and the blessings that He has promised in His Word. And we do well to be able to take that to heart and really examine our lives and ask ourselves that question as we go day to day. What are we sowing? In all that we do, in all that we say, and in our interactions with our family and friends and co-workers, what are we sowing? And are we sowing the kinds of seeds that will bring not only a blessing into our own lives, but a blessing into the lives of those that we associate with? Very clearly, we reap what we sow, but we also reap where we sow. There's an expression, the seed doesn't fall far from the tree, and certainly wherever the seed falls, that is where it's going to grow. And many times as we go through life, we are sowing seeds, and the harvest is going to be really close to home. In a temporal sense, we many times are not careful with how we treat our own bodies and eat things that we shouldn't do, don't exercise properly, or do things that are harmful. And ultimately, we know that if that's what we're doing, our bodies are going to react to that, and there's going to be a harvest in a sense. And how we live, especially the latter years of our life, may largely depend on the kinds health seeds that we have sown, or decisions, health decisions that we have made that ultimately are like seeds that are being sown in the earlier part of our lives. But it's not just in the area of health, it's in and finances, like we talked earlier. Many people have great difficulty even later in life with finances because they weren't careful earlier on. But it's also the sowing that we do in our relationships, in our marriages, in our families, with our children, extended families, with friendships. In all of these areas, beloved, we are sowing seeds every day. And depending on the kinds of seeds we sow will determine the kind of harvest that we are going to ultimately reap. There's a couple, as I think about this reaping where we sow, and this whole area of how that affects our lives, two individuals come to mind in Scripture. And we know that one of them is David. And David, though he was a man after the heart of God, the Bible tells us and describes to us that yet he fell into great sin of immorality, of murder. And though God blessed his life in many ways and continued to bless his life, the harvest of those seeds of iniquity that he sowed in his life plagued him his entire life. And God said because of his sin that the sword would not depart from his house. And we know that as David went on, that's exactly what happened. And though God blessed his life in many ways, he also had to experience the difficult harvest and heartache in his own life. Jacob is another example. And we know that Jacob, whose name I believe means deceiver, was one who deceived his father Isaac in the birthright. And in his deception, though God blessed him, later on he also was deceived by his father-in-law Laban. In other words, the seeds that he had sown earlier on in his life came to harvest. They grew and they had an impact, a negative impact in his life as well. And so let's consider this, that when we sow seeds, it's not just that, oh, I can sow this seed and forget about it and it doesn't make any difference. No, a lot of these things will impact our lives and make a difference in our lives. Maybe tomorrow, maybe not tomorrow, but sometime in the future, and we need to remember that. Thirdly, we reap more than we sow. And every farmer expects that. He puts a seed into the ground and expects from that one seed to have numerous ears of corn, or multiplying wheat, or whatever it is. And whenever we sow seed, that's what we expect as well. And Jesus, actually the Scriptures give this verse here, where in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 9 says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly." In other words, there's an expectation that we will reap more than we sow, but the reaping that we have will be in proportion to how we have sown. That's what the Scripture clearly says here. And if we sow sparingly in our lives, especially in the area that we should be sowing and doing good things, we can't expect a rich return. One of the songs we sing in our hymnal says, "Who sows much will reap full measure." And how true that really is. It was Jesus who said, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And this is certainly the words of Jesus that really amplify this biblical spiritual principle of sowing and reaping. And the important aspect that the reaping is in proportion to how we have sown. And so we all need to ask ourselves that question. How much are we sowing? Not only what we are sowing, but how much are we sowing in our lives? And realize that the more we sow, especially in a good way, the more we will reap. The more good that we can do to others, the more blessing that will be in our lives. And we read about that in verse 10 here. It says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith." You know, and I've said this often back home, it's not for lack of opportunity that we don't fulfill this scripture. It's more often for lack of being able to see those opportunities or realize the value of those opportunities or the blessing in those opportunities. And many times just being too busy in our lives to see those opportunities. And if all of us would seize every opportunity that we have to do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith, but to all men, how much more blessing we would be able to reap in our lives. And in Malachi, God gave this instruction to his people. He said, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." And how true it is that this is another area that we sow and we can also reap. The area of giving. And as we generously give, God does and He will bring blessing into our lives. And not necessarily that if we give a lot that God is going to bless us always with more money, but many times He does. Many have made the experience of giving of the little that they had, only to see God multiply that and cause that to grow as well. In Proverbs, the Bible says, "There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is he that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty." And this ties in so well with this principle of sowing and reaping. There are those that sow generously and see that come back to them manyfold, while others are very reserved or stingy in their sowing and see even that which they have diminish. And the Bible says, Jesus said, "To him that hath more shall be given, but from him that hath not, even that which he seemeth to have shall be taken away." And it's so true that if we are willing to follow God's leading in our lives and give and do what he wants us to do, more shall be given. But if we choose to keep it to ourselves, then we realize that even that which we have begins to diminish in our lives and we become less and less effective for God. Many times in our lives we reap more than we sow when we make poor decisions in our lives. In a negative sense, we maybe think that, well, this is no big deal. This is just a small decision. It's not going to make much of a difference. But the reality is that small decisions, small choices, especially early in life, can have a tremendous impact later in our lives and can have lasting consequences. When we compromise on the truths of God's Scripture, when we, and it was mentioned in Bible class, even taking things like abusing our bodies or substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, there are so many people that are suffering in this world because of those very things that seemed so harmless to begin with, but ultimately they were seeds that were sown that had a tremendous harvest down the road. They grew and became bigger and bigger. And decisions that we make in our lives, even if they are small, but often can be reckless decisions, can have those kinds of impacts in our lives. A simple decision, and it is like sowing a seed. You drive recklessly, have an accident, drive impaired, can have long-lasting impacts in our lives. And we need to be recognizing that many times we will reap more than we sow. But don't want to dwell on the negative. Think of that in the positive sense, that if we sow the kinds of good seed that God wants us to sow in our lives, we can reap tremendous blessing in our lives in time to come. And it is in the time to come that very often the reaping takes place. Sometimes the reaping happens right away. There are consequences and results, the good and bad, that happen right away. But many times we reap in a different season that we sow. The farmer plants now in the spring, he's going to reap in the fall. Or the farmer that puts in the winter wheat in the fall, he expects to harvest that in the spring or early summer. And it's so important that even as we read here, and I've already mentioned in verse 7, that we be not deceived and realize that God is not mocked. We may think that, well, this isn't going to make a difference. This isn't going to have any impact. But there is another day coming, another time coming when it can and often does have an impact in our lives. And sadly, there are many that are living with regrets in their lives. Many that come to a place in their lives and can't help but saying, if only I would have listened to my parents. If only I would have heeded God's word. If only I would have taken that good advice. But instead, they chose a different path and sowed the wrong kinds of seeds. And now they are reaping the harvest of that. You know, the Bible says flee, and this is especially for young people. Many decisions that we make in life, especially as young people, have lasting consequences in our lives, impact and influence our lives in times to come, in the time to come, in the future. And when the Bible says, and he gave this instruction to Paul, to Timothy, and it's a good instruction for all of us, but especially for young people, when it says, flee youthful lusts. It's not that God doesn't want us to enjoy the good things in life and the blessings that He has in store for us. God isn't out to ruin our fun, but He is out to spare us from the hurt and the heartache of poor decisions, of sowing the wrong kinds of seed in our lives that will bring the wrong kinds of harvest that will hurt us later on in life. And so it's important that we realize that we are sowing seeds and there will be a harvest down the road. Ask yourself today, what kind of a harvest can I expect? What can I look forward to as a result of the seeds that I am sowing today or the seeds that I sowed yesterday? We read here in verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The whole thing about sowing seeds is that very often in a literal sense, when you sow seeds, we know that it doesn't grow right away. It takes some time, and certainly the fruit takes even longer. And spiritually, that is also true for all of us. As we consider our spiritual lives, let us realize that there are many things that we do today that sometimes seem difficult and sometimes don't make sense. But if we're following God's word and living by His truths and principles, we can expect a blessing and a spiritual harvest down the road. In James, the Bible says, be patient, the husbandman or the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it. And so, beloved, as you live according to God's Word and heed God's Word, recognize that in time you will reap the benefit and you will have the blessings of that in your life. Many times in this life, most certainly in eternity. And for the believer, that is where the real harvest is going to be in eternity. And that is not only true for the believer, it's also true for the unbeliever. And in Revelations, the Bible says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." The Bible says in Corinthians, "For we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Whether those are good seeds or bad seeds in our lives, there is going to be a harvest. Ultimately, an accounting as we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But even as we can see very clearly, even in this life, we can reap harvests that can either be good or bad, depending on the seeds that we have sown. But ultimately, there is going to be a harvest. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. We don't get away with anything, in a sense. And God's Word is true, and what He says and what He gives as consequences, those things will truly come to pass. And finally, as I think all of us have in our lives experienced, that there are times when we and also others are going to reap as a result of what someone else has sown. And many of us, I believe, are here this morning, and our lives have been blessed in different ways because of seeds that others have sown. And even in a earthly sense, your church is in a beautiful setting here. And you can enjoy the mature trees that are out there and the grounds that are here as a result of sowing that others have done. Some of it probably long before some of you were born. And how true that is, that even in an earthly sense, we reap the benefits of seeds that were sown in the past by others. Not only in the realm of nature, but also in other areas of life. And we have, many of us, have been blessed in our lives because of a spiritual heritage that we have. Of parents and grandparents and even great or great-grandparents that have chosen to live according to God's Word. Have chosen, as we sang, not to leave the Bible or its truths. And because they lived out those truths, they were able to pass on a harvest, a rich harvest to you. And though they may be gone, we are reaping the benefits of that. But it works both ways. Once again, in the Exodus, the Bible says that God keeps mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And that will in no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. And here we have it, both a blessing and a curse, in a sense, that God sets before mankind. And those that choose to do good and choose to do what's right will not only reap a blessing, but it says here, keeping mercy for thousands, for generations that will follow, that will reap a rich and a blessed harvest because of the good seeds that were sown long before. And many of us have made that experience in our lives. In closing, I would just like to illustrate that with a personal experience that Joanne and I made in our own lives, that has to do with seeds that were sown many years before we were born. And it ties into another scripture that we read in the Bible, and a very familiar one in Psalm 126, where the Bible says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Not all sowing is pleasant, but when God is in it, there can be joy, there can be blessing, there can be good that comes out of it. What I'm going to share with you goes back to the end of World War II. Joanna's grandparents on her mother's side had three children, two boys and her mother. And the younger of the two boys, on I believe it was D-Day, the last day of the war, went to the beach in New Jersey to celebrate the end of the war. And they went swimming in the ocean. And tragically, a wave picked him up and threw him down with such force that he broke his neck. Obviously was hospitalized, and in time, I'm not sure how many months, passed away. And naturally, his parents, her grandparents, were heartbroken, devastated by this loss that had happened in their lives. But in the midst of their tears and the grief that that was going on, God opened a door of opportunity, much like we read here, where it says, "Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them of, that are of the household of faith." And many of the believers in our churches, especially in Eastern Europe, had been displaced by the war and were in refugee camps. And those in America and the churches here took up the cause of they had the opportunity to do this good and sent packages over there to those needy believers. There was, and so in the midst of their grief, one of the ways that God was able to help them to deal with that was to help them to get busy and packaging these gifts, and ultimately also helping many of these people come to the U.S. and settle here and start a new life. And God used that opportunity to help them. And that inevitably brought joy into their lives and helped them to overcome that. But the story doesn't end there. One of the families that they specifically helped unknowingly in a prison, a refugee camp in Eastern Europe, ultimately made their way to Canada and settled in Kitchener and lived there. And then Joanne and I got married in 1984, and the son of in this particular family that was had been helped had a condo and he was moving actually with his family down to California, but he had this condo, and we had just several months before that moved into an apartment right next door to this condo. And obviously he knew who Joanna was and knew her mother and grandmother and remembered what her grandmother and her husband had done for many, but also for their family back in their time of need. And he graciously gifted us that condominium to use. And we had it for a little over 2 years for free. And what a gift that was, especially as newlyweds and starting out. But beyond the temporal blessing of that is the spiritual blessing of sowing and reaping. There was sowing that was done long before we were born. I never got to know. I did get to know her grandmother for more than 10 years, and what a blessing that was, but never knew her grandfather. But the sowing that they did in their time of need reaped a harvest. Yes, it was a temporal blessing for us, but also a spiritual blessing in the sense that it was very clearly God orchestrated that and used that to provide a blessing. And so as we go through life, let us realize that that we are sowing seeds that, yes, they will have an impact on our lives today and tomorrow and maybe in the near and long future and also for eternity, but also that they are going to touch the lives of others as well. And as we would consider this, I think of a poet who said, "The more that I live, the more that I find that life is good and friends are kind, but it's only in what we give away that it enriches us from day to day." And so we should be encouraged to sow generously, to give generously, to sow good seeds and to do the very things that can have a tremendous impact and not only in our lives and those that are near and dear to us and around us, but even in the generations to come. I'd like to suggest that in closing for this message, there is a song in our Zion's Harp. I quoted just a short portion of it where it says, "For what's who sows well will reap full measure." And that's the hymn 159 in the Zion's Harp. Let's sing together the first two verses. Hymn 159, two verses.